AI7 QMD Mobile listening on 86.
KFA ENF.
Can you do that?
KC2, the access is can you do IOS? We're up in Afton. KC2VX, can you do IOS? You copy?
About you, Mark. KC8QVX, KDYS. Hey, how's it going? KACIX.
Just getting ready to roll on to Indian River. How do you do?
Oh, very nice. I'm hanging out here. I just got to the gas station here up in Bay Lake.
You're breaking up a little bit. Yeah, we're just getting ready to roll out. I gotta go get my pallet jack. I almost forgot it, so I gotta get that before I leave, and then I'll be heading to Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't want to forget that. Yeah.
KFA ENF mobile.
I'm on turn.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
There you go. Oh, she must be Tell her I said hi. See you later. KCFJW.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Golf Oscar, also mobile.
Well, good afternoon. How are you? Another beautiful summer day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm actually pulling our RV up here. We're coming up from Toledo, Ohio, to take our kid to the Fedorov hockey camp up here and camp for a week.
Yeah, okay, real good. Sounds like fun for the kids. You'll be able to see some of the sights while you're up here, or just the hockey game?
I think we're going to try to see as much as we can while we're up here.
Yeah, okay, great. I think the kids would probably like to get out to the Sleeping Bear at Sand Dunes. I'll watch the drivers a little ways. They might enjoy that a lot. Lots of things for the kids to enjoy up here. Big change from Toledo.
Oh yeah, a good change for sure. What's your, you got any like must-see recommendations?
What kind of recommendations?
I was just saying must-see or anything that, like must-do things while you're up here.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm not really the guy for that. I've been here 50 years, and I kind of avoid the town now. Oh well. I just got realized I got to stop here, so I'm going to let you go. Name is Tom here, W-A-F-I-K, and I will talk to you later. I hope you have a good time with the kids up here.
All right, thanks so much, W-A-F-I-K. This is Chris, K-F-A-E-G-O, 73 to you. Appreciate the contact.
This is KADYS, anybody listening? KADYS.
Right now I should be better, but now I'm turning around again and we gotta make another left.
left turn here, and it should be better. I can't believe I'm full quiet, eh?
I'm getting ready to jump here. We're out on the pond.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Okay, now, I'm thinking that off the right side of the vehicle is where it's the strongest. That seems to be what I find out all the time. Now I'm climbing up. I'm going over US 10 right here on Jefferson right now.
Yeah, I'm out here on the pontoon here by my house.
Oh, cool. Wow, what a great night for that. Are you just floating around, or you got the motor going?
Well, right now, I'm going to jump in, and I'm going to, I got a bar of soap I'm going to scrub off.
Okay. You're going to take yourself a sponge bath, eh?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm not hearing it too well right now. It's the repeater. I'm getting out better than I'm hearing, I guess.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, you're full quiet. You must not be hearing you that well. How am I making it into the repeater?
Well, you sound good for how I'm receiving the repeater, which is very scratchy and only about 4 to 5 bars in and out, up and down.
Been here. The sun's starting to go down. It's just about over the tree line here. And we got heavy cloud cover. It's very hazy today. Very hazy right now. So the air quality is very poor. I will, I'll be standing by though. I got it on all night. K-8-D-9. Hold on. Pontooning.
Okay, Ryan. Yeah, I copied most of that. Yeah, very hazy and cloudy. And yeah, I'll probably be on a little bit later. I never got to working on the program in 3185 yet. Fell asleep for about 3.5 hours, man. I was tired that I ate, and then I just got tired, and I laid down on the couch and went out. So, and then my daughter woke me up, and she had a friend come over who's buying a car from, and so I went out and looked at that, and then she needed to go to the bank, so I just took her to the bank. We're on our way back home. So, all right, I'll maybe catch you out on the airwaves there a little bit later. So, take care, have fun, enjoy the evening. KB8CFV, I'll be clear.
Yeah, you're done. Alright, be careful out there, Drive. We'll be standing by. We'll have it on 24/7, KABYS.
Foxtrot 8, Echo Golf X-ray, listening.
Yeah, go ahead with your, what's your name? What's your name here?
Name's Joe. Just testing out this repeater again, moved the antenna around a little bit. Was I talking to you earlier, maybe 20, 30 minutes ago?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you should be. It should be blasting you out from Dodge City. Should have no issues, especially with a Slim Jim. Yeah, you're sounding good, Joe. You got Ryan here. Hopefully, I'm coming in good. I haven't really tested this. I have an all-star node set up, and it's, yeah, so I could be having issues with that. I don't know.
I hear you perfectly good now. Earlier there was a little bit of static, well, a lot of static, and I was having a hard time hearing you. So not sure if it's better now because I moved the antenna or what. But hey, are you the guy that manages the repeater then?
I'm one of the guys. And I'm manager.
Yeah, I got maybe like two or three words of what you were saying, and then just cutting out on my end again.
Yeah, it might be because I have a radio transmitting at the same location, so I haven't worked the bugs out. I don't know what's going on. I'm not at home right now. Sorry.
But man, I appreciate it. I'll go ahead and jump off here. I just wanted to test it one more time, and sounds like I'm hitting it no problem. So I appreciate you guys getting the repeater up here, and hopefully I'll catch you guys on here when I'm up here again and chat some more.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm on an HT out on the water right now. Yeah, jump on any time, man. I'm not at home or I'd be on the base, but I think I have an RF link to All-Star to the site, so I think my All-Star node's kind of interfering with it. Might be taking out the receive. I never really thought of that, but I'm working on getting internet at the site possibly or doing something different. So anyway, jump on anytime, Joe. You're welcome anytime, and glad to have you on here. It's good hearing you. I'll be on here all night and tomorrow, and I'm usually on here all the time. So, and I think it's still linked to the Northern Michigan link. So you're probably going out over all of Northern Michigan too. There's a whole bunch of repeaters up there. So you have a good night. It's very beautiful out. Very nice night. And we'll catch you again. Good hearing you. K8DYS.
Good, Ryan. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I think you said you were out fishing maybe, so if you are, hope you catch the big one. And I'm going to go ahead and hop off here. Thanks again. 73KF8EGX, clear.
Yep. You guys are linked up on 52 Simplex also. KC8QVX.
This is KE8FJW. Good evening.
Is that Brad?
Oh, it sure is, right? Hey, how you doing, guy? Sounds like you're out on your pontoon. Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful night way up here in the Sioux as well.
Yeah, it's calm. The water's just glass. Too bad we got some teenagers bumping some music, but oh well. But yeah, other than that, it would be dead silent out here. It usually is. Yeah, we'll be up there next weekend. I see you got a GMRS repeater up there too. Is that working pretty good?
Oh, yeah, it should be. I don't jump on it a whole lot, so I should do it. I should be on there more than not, but yeah. Oh, well. How many rigs you got to have on, right? So, but yeah, sounds good. I'll be, my work schedule is all weird right now, so I don't know if I'll be off next weekend or not. So I know I'm off this weekend, but I got to go back Sunday, so oh, well. Yeah, I'm just working on a few things to work on getting the MI5 repeater up on my tower here. So, yeah, I've been playing around with getting all the hardware together. And, and I just got the modem there. I guess not modem, but the router cables all hooked up to it, and I just tuned the duplexer for it. And now I've got a Did I lose you, or did I hang something out?
I'm not for sure. You just went away on my end. I was just waiting until I heard something back. I didn't want to key up over you. I don't know what happened. You said you were hooking up the modem cables to the repeater or something, and then you dropped out.
Oh, okay, yep. Hey, maybe I have a timeout on my little handheld. I don't know. But yeah, I was just getting all the cables together, so eventually, you know, my NY5 will be up in the Sioux too, so there we go. That's kind of exciting. So that's what new, that's what anything new with me. That's what I've been doing, other than that, I'm just working, so. How about with you, anything new?
Not really. Just working away and having fun. Trying to have as much fun as possible. Boy, it sure is nice out, I'll tell you. I just scrubbed up in the lake there, so. We did get a repeater up in Harrison, and you're going through that right now too. So we don't have internet there, but I have an RF link for All-Star. So that's kind of neat. Mark's out there too. It's his equipment, and I was able to get a sight on the water tower. So, and we're maybe possibly putting GMRS repeater here too. So that's kind of neat. That's about all that's new with radio stuff. It's good to hear you out there. I was out there earlier today. I was up in Indian River. I'll be up there Monday too. So you'll probably hear me if you're on there. I don't know if you get on the radio during the day, but I'm on there pretty much all day long. So, yeah, I'm gonna get this boat fired up, and we're gonna go cruise around a little bit, I think, and call the night. It's about dark. It's gonna get about dark here by the time I get around there. So hopefully I'm not timed it out or anything. Hey, BYS.
Oh, okay, well, very good. Yeah, I didn't know Harrison was back in there. So that's cool. So, yeah. Yeah, there's some, I don't know what node you're going through, so. But yeah, there is something weird going on with the, every time one of us transmits, we get some feedback. I don't know who's doing that, but. Other than that, yeah, enjoy the rest of your night, and, I do listen. Most of the time, so usually on here all day. But when I'm at, even at work, I get the radio on, but I usually talk a whole lot. So, but yeah, hey, good talking with you again, Ryan. And yeah, we'll be out here tomorrow. So, KEAWJW.
All right, KEAFJW. We'll be up there Friday sometime next week. So. I'll listen out for you. I'll holler. And sounds good, man. Take care. Have a good night. Be safe out there when you're working. KDYS will be clear.
Sounds good. 7-3. KDYS.
Hey, Mark, are you standing by? KCA, QVX, KDYS.
Yep, go ahead, Ryan.
How big is the deck on your boat? Length and width, just the deck.
A pontoon, 20 foot long and 8 foot wide.
ERB, standing by.
Yeah, but, yeah, my, I think my deck's only 16 feet, but man, your boat seems a lot bigger than mine. It's 16 by 8, I think. But it just seems, yours has, seems like it has a lot more room on it. It's weird.
Nope, it's 20 foot long, 8 foot wide. But you know, I don't have anything out front of the, There's no deck out front of that pontoon.
But the deck itself is 20 foot, or is it, so from just where you can walk is 20 foot, right, long?
Yep, yep, that's correct. 20 feet.
Alright, so you got 4 more foot than this one. This one's just a little guy. It's an old one. 70, I think it's a 77 or 78. 79. It's a 79 Crest. She's got some moss on it. I need to get this carpet off of here. We were talking about it. We're just going to paint the... We're talking about painting the plywood with some of that textured paint, that sandy paint, so that way we can clean it off, because it's in the shade where we dock it, so it just doesn't get sun. This carpet just stays wet when it rains. But we're going to rip that off, fix it up, fix that problem. But yeah, I don't know, is the repeater doing some weird stuff here? I'm getting like a double, it's like a loop or something going on.
I don't think so, but I know I'm on 146.52 simplex also. That's linked up with the repeater too. I can go shut that off, but that's the 5.2 linked up. Over.
8ZRB.
Yeah, no problem. I think somebody might be trying to get in there, or somebody's keying up or something. I think that's what the deal is. You're sounding good. Sounds fine. Everything's working. I think I still have it linked up to the Northern Michigan link. I think it's linked up to them, which I can disconnect that later. I just forgot about it. I connected up earlier today. So, but anyway, I'm going to be on the side. We're going to get motoring. The breeze just picked up a little bit. It's really, really nice out here. Super nice. K-8-D-Y-S.
All right, Brian. Talk to you later. Talk to you tomorrow or something. ZRB, go ahead.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Ryan. I just passing by the radio, heard some activity, thought I'd shout out and say hello, have a good evening. Just about to start settling down for the night. Well, relaxing, I should say. Not going to settle down yet. Got a couple hours left in me. But, yeah, so I'm glad you guys are enjoying the summer on the pontoons, I think is what I picked up. But, yeah, we're just ready to chill tonight.
Don't you chill every night?
Well, the drink is chilled. I don't know about me. Probably more lit than chilled, no. But anyway, so yeah, I wanted to ask Mark, are you done working for the year now?
Yep. Today's Friday, right? Last Thursday I was all done for the year. So I got my money made and all done. Now I'm retired again. Hi. I'll be up there at Cabot for a couple of weeks, and then I go back down state for a couple of days, and then I come back there for a couple of weeks, so. Yep, that's pretty much my schedule. There you go.
Well, good deal. I hope about a month from now, in a year, I'll be able to make it permanent. That's the plan anyway, but the economy and other factors can always affect that. But I'm hoping. I want to do just one time and be done with it. But we'll see. You know, anything can change. Anything can happen. And, you know, especially in this day and age. So I don't know. We'll just see. I'm just praying it'll work out that way. But we'll see. So go ahead, Ryan.
Copy that. We're heading in. I'm going to go start a fire at home. It is absolutely beautiful out here tonight. They finally turned their music down. Must have went inside or something, but a bunch of teenagers up. The house has been bought for a few years. I don't think anybody else has bought it, but yeah, a bunch of teenagers up anyway. But it is like glass out here. I went out into the middle, dove down, got some cold water mixed up, scrubbed up. I feel a lot better. I feel like a whole new man. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ryan. Well, I think I'm talking to Bob over there to Midland. How old are you, Bob? 65, okay. Well, let me tell you something. I talked to the guy at the Social Security Administration office back just before I turned 62, and I asked him, I said, what would you do? Would you retire earlier? He says, I'll tell you right now, he says, I've worked for this place. And he says, I'm going to retire 62 also. He says, I've done the math on this. He says, you have to live. If you wait till full retirement age, you have to live 10 years past that to make up for all the money you're going to lose from the time you go out from 62 to 60, 66 in 10 months, or 60, we'll just round it off, say 67 years old. I said, okay. I said, I'm retiring at 62. You draw a lot less money. Not a lot less, but you draw less money, of course, because you're retiring. I said, you have to live 10 years. So that means you got to live to be 77 years old to make up for all the money you're going to lose that you could have made when you retired at 62. That's why I retired at 62 years old. Yes, I have this seasonal job I work. It's 4 months. It's gravy. It's just a gravy job. I go into work every day. We work anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. But it's 4 months, and we're done. I'm done until next season, so... There you go. But I'm glad I retired at 62, bud. Tell you. Because you're going to have to live to be about 75, 77 years old. I don't know if you've got any health problems or not. I have health problems. I'm a diabetic. I have high blood pressure. I have cholesterol, yada, yada, yada. I have all kinds of health problems. So I don't expect to live all that long. That's another reason why I retired at 62. KCAQVX, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, Mark, yeah, you're right on the math. You're not the only person I've heard that from, and you're absolutely right. You got to live longer to make up for the money in the years that you don't take it. So, yeah, the math's right. There are other factors the way I see it, though, and that is, at my age, I just bought my house 6 years ago. Now, I have quite a bit. I got about $96,000 of equity in it, so I'm good there. You know, if I had to sell it quick, you know, even if I took less than what the, you know, it was actually appraised at, just to get rid of it quickly, I'd be okay. My issue of waiting till 66 and 10 months, which that just went up recently in 25, it used to be 66, so that means I could have retired this October. But I'm going to have to wait another 10 months through August 26th to get that second level tier, which is about a little over $400 a month for me. And that means I'd still be able to keep everything I have. And if I decide to work just a couple days a week or a day a week or whatever, you know, I'd still be able to, you know, that would just be because out of boredom probably. and I get easy runs and routes on my job. But what I'm saying is, that way I can keep everything even longer and still have, I wouldn't be really comfortable in case, you know, things started going wrong if I had to replace, like, a hot water heater, which I only did 2 years ago, so that should be all right. And the furnace and all that was new in, and the air conditioner was new in 2018, so that isn't that old, and I've had that all inspected.
Northern Hub.
Here, and it's good. So.
Well, Bob, I think you tightened up the repeater. It was a beep in there quite a little bit, and then it just kind of cut out there, but, yeah. Well, it's not like you got a plan, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure. The nice thing about it is I own two places. I own my cabin up here, and I own my place downstate. My place downstate is probably worth, if I sold it tomorrow, it's probably worth $150,000 to $175,000. This place up here is probably worth $100,000. And I don't owe no money on nothing. I don't even have a car payment. I mean, I owe no money on nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I can live on peanuts. And that's basically what I live on, peanuts. So there you go. Anyway, it all worked out for me. I'm glad of that. And I'm just up here at my cabin, sitting out here in a pole barn, watching the TV, and I'm relaxing. KCAQVX.
Sorry about that, guys. I don't know how long the timeout is. I'm going to have to set my radio for the timeout. Go ahead, Ryan.
I think the timeout time on this repeater is 3 minutes. 3 minutes, Bob.
Okay.
I'm,
well, that's a safe limit.
I'm loading up some stuff here. We're getting ready to head back to the home.
That point.
The home cabin.
Sometimes
there.
I get the jabber and then jibber
start
jabber
a little
and
fire
realize
outside.
That I talked that
well,
long. It doesn't seem like it was that
have,
long, but I get
go
blood.
Ahead. I'm
so I don't know where I cut out on.
We're
but,
listening.
But yeah, that's I think it's different for everybody. But I most definitely agree with you on the math because it takes quite a few years to make up for it. And believe me, I could use it right now. I could go down to 4 days a week, you know, just by having that extra income and be comfortable.
Yep, for sure. You betcha. Well, I'm glad I retired at 62. I really am. And like I said, I'm not a big spender on anything. I get by. I'll tell you what I buy. I buy groceries. We all got to eat. I mean, everybody's got to eat. I buy groceries, and I buy beer. And other than that, I don't buy anything. I mean, I don't buy anything other than beer and groceries. And that's it. So, it's all pretty good for me. That's pretty doggone cheap living.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, this is KB8ZRB for ID, because if I timed out, that's probably before it got over the air. Yeah, no, that's it too. I constantly keep cutting down on expenses. Although I've got an 18-year-old daughter, and she's getting a car next Wednesday, and I got to help her get started on that. So that's another expense. So you know, I got to pay for the title transfer and all that, and the first months of insurance. You know, and then she's got to pay me back, and you know. Learn to save her money, and she's starting to work a lot more hours. Now she just came in here to talk to me, so I'll be on the side for just a minute. KB8ZRB. Okay, that was a quick conversation. I'm back.
All right, Bob, I just had to come out here and roll the windows up my pickup and my car and stuff, get all that stuff taken care of, so. All good. Get around here, start the day over again tomorrow. I'm about ready to go to bed here. About another 30 minutes, I'll be in bed. I'm usually a early bed, going to bed guy, and I normally get up about 5 in the morning.
Yeah, that's usually by the time I'm up. It's anywhere between 3:30 and 5 o'clock, depending on my start time. But that's only during the work days, during the week. During the weekend, I don't get up that early. But I wake up automatically. I'm usually up by maybe 6:30 at the latest. It's just automatic. Sometimes 5:30. It just, you know, my body clock is used to 40, almost 45 years of driving and all day shifts and getting up that early. So, yeah, it's always nice to get up early, make your bed, start your day off right. So, yeah, I'm an early riser, too. I'm sure Ryan is, too. But, yeah, so I'm really happy for you. Things are, looks like you got it all planned out and things are going good. And got a season off now to enjoy, and that's a good thing. That's always good.
Yep. I'll go back to work about the second week or third week of March next year. And I work 4 months. I'm done. That's the whole season. But we work. I mean, when I say we work 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week. We don't mess around. I work for a fertilizer company. We go in the fields, we run fertilizer, then towards the end of it, I run nothing but a tanker truck, and I tend the guy that runs a 120-foot boom sprayer, and all he does is spray beans. Spray beans for weeds. To kill weeds, that's all I do. It takes me about 12 to 14 minutes to pump that applicator rig full. He's gone anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending on how many gallons the acre he's spraying. If he's spraying 15 gallons an acre, he can be gone up to 2 hours, especially if he's spraying like 15, 20-acre fields. He's got to pull in the field, swing the booms, 120 feet of boom, go out and spray that, then fold the booms back in, go to the next field. Yeah, it's a real pain. But yeah, that's what I do. And I do nothing but set in the truck. That's all I do, set in the truck, the air conditioner running. And that's what I do, 10 hours a day. So it's a really, really, really gravy job. And I don't even call it work. You know, I just go to work and I put in the hours. That's all it is. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a good job. I get a lot of truckloads. So take a truckload, leaving Claire, going up north, usually Traverse City. Maybe do a shuttle somewhere up there and then empty out again and then go grab another truckload and go back to Claire. But I can still get 8 to 10 hours a day doing that just because it takes a while, you know. The driving distance isn't that far, but, you know, it's pretty easy. I don't work hard, too. Most of the time I'm sitting in the truck just in the air conditioner like you. But you know, what I used to do is I used to go, this is when I was a lot younger, but I used to drive a tanker, and we'd go to where we were doing it at the time was the Saginaw Water Treatment Plant. And I'd drive the tanker, and I'd go there, and I'd pump sludge out into the tanker from the holding tanks. And we'd take it out to the farmer's field, and we had a tractor out there for the company I worked with these soil injector blades, you know, that you'd drag along behind the tractor, and it would inject that sludge into the ground and fertilize the ground. It was free to the farmers. It was just where they were trying to empty the tanks at the water treatment plant because they were getting too full. And we'd do that all summer long. I did that for 2 years. And that was a lot of fun because I learned how to not only had a tanker endorsement, but I also learned how to drive a farm tractor and do all that. So that was pretty interesting.
KCAQVX. Yep, that's right. Now, I'll tell you what. I've pulled transport tankers for probably 70% of my life driving truck. And I'll tell you what, they're the only things to pull. Because if you got to fill it up, you hook a hose to it. If you got to dump it, you hook a hose to it. There's no work involved driving a tank truck. It's just you hook the hose up to it and pump it in and go. There's no work involved. That and a dump trailer. A dump trailer is also a great deal. You get back there, you unlatch the gate, you dump the stuff, and you let the trailer back down, and you lock the gate, and you go. 15, 20 minutes, you dump it, and you're gone.
These guys, like Ryan, you guys are pulling them 53-foot vans. The heck with that. That's too doggone much to work. Way too much work. You gotta get another pallet jack, got a pallet jack, everything back to the back of the trailer. Now, the heck with that noise. You need to drive a transport. Whether it be gas or whatever. But just get you a transport tanker license and go with that. That's all the way to fly, buddy.
CRV. Ryan does a lot of pallet jacking. He does a lot of manual labor on his job. I don't do that. They don't give me those kind of runs, mostly because of my age and my bad back. I actually stumbled off the back of an ICC bumper on a 53-foot van and fell flat on my tailbone and herniated the disc, and I had 2 years worth of lumbar injections. All under workman's comp, which I wasn't happy about, but I still worked, you know, and the company knows the people that, you know, injure themselves on the job and either soak the time off and take as much as they can and don't want to work, but I wanted to work, and I stayed working, and it took care of me. But, yeah, you're right about that. Tanker was easy. I've done flatbed, too. I did a lot of that, and that was tough because mostly my experience with flatbed was I went up to Grayling in at Weyerhaeuser and would load plywood that just come off the production line, and it was still hot, and I'd be there in the middle of summer trying to tarp that stuff, crawling up on top. You know, I was in my younger days, but it was miserable. I didn't like that at all.
No, I probably wouldn't. I got a friend of mine, he used to haul steel. He's a steel hauler. And I told him, I said, are you nuts? Well, it pays good money. I said, yeah, but Chad, I said, how many times you got to crawl up on that damn flatbed? You got to strap all that stuff down, bind it all down. That's just stupid. Right now he's hauling glass. He hauls crushed glass. And that's where I was going with this dump trailer thing. He hauled a dump trailer out to Virginia with crushed glass, and he gets out there, takes him 15 minutes to go release the tailgate and dump this stuff, and he's headed back to Ohio to get another load. That's it. He didn't get dirty. How are you going to get dirty? Because it's just dump it and go. So that's another gig right there. But a transport tanker, I'm telling you right now, is the only way to fly. Because there's no work involved in it. You hook a hose up to it to fill it, hook a hose up to it to unload it. So there you go. It's simple, simple, gravy work. KCAQVX.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, let me just check with you real quick. I dropped my wattage from 50 to 20. The radio's getting pretty warm. I'd like to, if I make it in there okay on 20, let me know. If I'm not, I'll bump it back up. How am I coming in?
He's still full quieting in the machine. He's probably dropping down to 10 watts. This repeater just works. I'll tell you right now, this repeater just works. But we put a lot of effort and stuff into this repeater, so it would just work.
Yeah, I tell you, it does. All right, now, since you said that, I dropped it down to 20. Is that still doing okay?
Yep, no problem. 20 watts is perfect. Probably could drop it down to 5 or 10, I don't know.
Yeah, the next step is at 5. Does 5, 20, 50, and 80. I'm on a 2980 ASU. Anyway, let me know if you need more. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought, but anyway, yeah, it does. Oh, I was going to say, it does work. I was coming, I spent the last couple weekends, I'm taking a break until sometime in August, I haven't even made plans yet from camping. But I was up at Bay City State Park last weekend, and I heard Ryan out there on my way back, down coming down Wheeler Road from
NAMJL Mobile.